The following is a presentation of the Noise Space Network. Find more great podcasts at noisespace.xyz. We begin in Southern California 3 decades ago. 2 wrecked souls were brought to this earth, separated by just a scant few miles, and unbeknownst to each other. The fates kept them separate as they grew from brash whelps into homosexual young women with hard opinions about cheaply made processed foods. One of them, a black-clad warrior, fighting for metals heavy and corn syrup's high fructose. The other, a living embodiment of no-calorie soda, literally begging the gods to strike her down where she stands, or at least strike her with a cease and desist order. Now the world has united these two to clash over their cheap foodstuffs, and we meet them here, the battlefield where they are destined for eternal combat. Ladies and ghouls, it is my pleasure to welcome you to Diet Coke and Lilith's House of Snacks.
And I'm Lilith!
And this is our House of Snacks. Folks, we got somebody here in the House of Snacks with us.
Exciting episode.
This is a very exciting episode. We are opening our doors, guiding somebody through the torrents of hot jizz that rained down from the skies.
That's right.
That's canonically true.
Saw someone outside caught in the jizz storms that surround the House of Snacks.
And we invited her inside. Hi, Junie.
Hi. It's so good to be here. I'm standing outside with my tongue out, catching all of those drops of hot jizz.
No. Please. Go inside. Please. It's so bad for you. That stuff it'll melt your skin. No.
Oh, God.
It's not normal jizz. Either.
Yeah. Oh. No. It's not good jizz.
It's not human jizz.
No. And we will discuss more about human jizz in a little bit. But
this is going to be, human jizz is going to be a big topic this episode.
Before we get to that
episode, as opposed to our other episodes,
where we don't ever talk about human jizz except for all of the times.
I don't think it's come up even once on this show, now that I really think about it. I don't think we've ever talked about jizz.
No. Today, what we wanted to kind of change gears a little bit. I know that we have...
Daddy was mad at us for not buying enough snacks, and here we are defying Daddy again.
We are once again... We have escaped the little cock cage that Daddy put us in. We're not doing any snacks. We're doing snacks today, but we're not reviewing a snack today because we have a guest on, and that just, you know, it didn't.
Person is better than a food.
Yes.
Is what I say.
People are better than food. We're going to be talking about snacks this whole fucking episode, though.
Oh, there'll be snack talk. We just didn't buy one for this episode, so get off our damn backs.
Yeah, get off our damn backs. Get that cage off of our little clitties.
People can be food.
People can.
That's true.
You.
I mean, hey. In a way, that is a topic of today.
Yes.
But we'll save that for later.
Before we get to that, what we want to talk about is, you know, we talk about, like, kind of heretofore unknown snacks to us.
A lot of the time. I feel like a lot of the time we get a snack, it's just some damn bullshit we found in the store. We never would have bought it. We're not going to buy it again. It's not relevant to anyone's lives.
No.
I think what we need to do is reground. We're talking about the snacks that matter to us today.
Yeah, our kind of everyday, our daily drivers, so to speak. And Junie, we want to welcome you into that discussion too. Yeah, so talk to like your everyday life.
Yeah,
in my everyday life, I'm very snacky.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's good to
yeah.
hear.
What kind of snacks do you like?
You're living right.
I'm living so right. I've got a big carton of Flavor Blasted Goldfish right next to me.
Fuck yes.
They're so good.
In the past on this show.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I can't stand Goldfish.
I think Flavor Blasted are all right. I think you're doing good. Please don't listen to my...
I think you're doing good. I'm not judging you, but I can't go for that stuff. And if I'm eating a Goldfish, I'm thinking... The whole time, I wish this was a Cheez-It, and that's all I'm thinking.
Okay, you know what? That's fair. If I had Cheez-Its, I wouldn't have the Goldfish next to me.
Okay. Yeah, I have to agree with that. Yeah.
Cheez-Its are the superior cheese cracker snack.
Mm-hmm. True.
Okay.
I've also got some Salt and Vinny's, Kettle Brand, best brand.
We should do a Salt and Vinny on the show sometime.
We should.
Officially. Oh, I don't think I've had one since I was like 14 and hated it.
Mm. They're so good.
Have you always liked salt and vinegars? Even as a young child, were you eating those?
No, I hated them as a child.
They're kind of like a grown up chip.
They are. Yeah. Yes, they are.
Sophisticated chip for adults.
I was always a barbecue chip as a young child.
Sure.
Yeah,
same.
But when I got older, I grew into the salt and vinnies.
You were no longer a child, so you put away childish things, and you the salt and vinegar chips.
Right. Yes. Yes, I've abandoned my childish ways.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and you said Kettle. Is that your Kettle brand or just Kettle chips?
Kettle brand chips. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, those are my favorites.
You ever have the Dijon mustard Kettle chips?
I have
love
not.
Those things, they're so good.
I'll have to give them a try.
Give those a spin. I don't know why I said a spin. You spin food around your mouth, right? We all do.
Yeah. That's how normal people eat food.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm a CD player, by the way. I've never revealed that on the show.
Yeah, no, it's weird that we haven't talked about this. You can't shake Diet Coke very much, or
no,
she will just start skipping.
Very damaging to me. Yeah, that's why I relate to babies so hard. Is because CD players like me and babies, we have that in common.
Yeah. oh my God.
Stupid.
It is stupid. Yeah, salt and vinegar chips. We got the Flavor Blasted Goldfish. Anything else you're rocking?
I've got a sweet tooth too. I've got a box of Airheads always at my desk.
Oh,
like one of the big ones with the lip that opens and you can just grab one out of whenever you want.
The kind you might see sitting on the counter at a Little League snack bar.
Mm-hmm. Yes, except all of mine are sorted.
Oh, fancy. I like that. I'm a snack sorter myself. I like that attitude.
Yes, it's partially the autism.
Sure. When you have a mixed box like that, do you eat your faves first or do you save your faves from last?
That's so interesting. Yes.
I'll occasionally sprinkle in one of my faves every once in a while, but I make sure that when I'm finished with the box, there's still a fave or two left.
That's the strategy. That's mm-hmm. yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was listening mm-hmm. to another podcast and this question came up and every single person on the podcast was like, well, obviously you eat all of your faves first. And I was scandalized, frankly. I'm glad to see that all three of us are people of taste and restraint here.
Yeah. You need to make sure that your faves are still present when you finish out the box or the box isn't getting fucking
finished. Exactly.
Yeah, that's so true.
When you look at that box and you just see like five of your least faves sitting there, you're not eating those.
Mm-hmm.
I had a bag of Starburst in my apartment recently that ended up being only oranges because I will not eat orange Starburst. And luckily, my girlfriends took care of those for me.
That's what girlfriends are for. And all the other stuff that they do, but that is.
Yeah.
That's true. As the partner in my relationship who eats the orange Starburst. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Now, Junie, I have a quick question for you. Are you much of a soda person?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, I am.
Did you, well, we'll get to that. Diet Coke, hold on.
I'm raring to go here.
Did you drink this last year's Mountain Dew Voodoo, their like mystery flavor?
I was never a Mountain Dew person, so no.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Okay. The reason I ask, we covered this on the show, only I drank it. It was cherry Airheads flavor.
Airheads. Ooh.
Yeah. And it was good. It was interesting. I really liked it. It had that kind of like really like chemically cherry flavor to it.
Yeah.
Why I often stay away from Airheads, frankly. I didn't want to do that to two snacks. It's like eating a sweet tongue, I feel, sometimes. In a way that, you know, as I say that out loud, as I said that out loud, I was like, that doesn't sound too bad, actually.
Yeah.
Maybe that's another one I should revisit. I don't think I've had an Airhead since I was a middling Little League player.
Yeah, so, yeah, yeah. Oh, you were middling, huh?
No, that's a compliment.
they're definitely worth a revisit.
Yeah. Okay, maybe. I would, all right, we've got two on the docket now that I got to revisit.
I would love to see Little League Diet Coke's war stats.
Yeah.
Played out. What was your on base plus slugging? That's what I need to know.
Zilch. I'll tell you. I mean, it wasn't so bad. I only played up to the first. So you got T-ball, and then not everybody has minor C. Are you familiar with minor C baseball?
No.
This is where the coach like takes a knee halfway between the mound and the plate, and kind of just does easy throws.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
I got on base. I was like below average, but not terrible. And then then when we hit minor B and they let kids pitch, I didn't get on base even one time. I just stood there and pissed my damn pants. I was so scared of getting hit. That's all I did.
Yeah. Sorry, we talked about baseball.
That's when I quit baseball too, though.
Yeah, right. Like it's scary. I'm like, I'm 8. I know how I can throw a ball. I'm gonna let another 8-year-old throw a ball in my direction? Are you kidding me? I'm not stupid.
I don't trust that shit.
Yeah. Frankly, I don't know how any baseball player makes it past that stage. I really commend the bravery of our brave MLB players who made it past that hurdle.
They're stronger than our soldiers.
Yeah, yeah.
They really are.
Why are the MLB players doing tributes to the troops when it really should be the other way around?
Agreed.
The troops should be saluting.
Every time I watch a baseball game and I see even a single player make it through an at-bat without crying, I cry because I'm so moved by their bravery.
Uh-huh.
It's incredible.
It's beautiful. Diet Coke, why don't you tell us about your day-to-day snacks?
Oh, I've been really, for me right now, it's all about the Baby Bell. Junie, you ever fuck with a Baby Bell cheese?
Yes, I have.
I got a job recently after a long period of unemployment, and the moment that I realized I could afford Baby Bell cheese again, one of the happiest moments of my life, honestly. You should see my house right now. It looks like damn Madame Tussauds. There's so much wax everywhere.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
I've only ever done, like, I think the only time I ever fucked with Baby Bell all that much was the time that we reviewed Baby Bell. So I had like 9 wheels of those fucking cheese.
I remember you not being a huge fan, to be honest.
I didn't love it. I love cheese, but I don't know. I wasn't crazy about
it. Let's go around the room and say how we all fight and feel about just biting into a block of cheese.
I'm a cheesehead. I'm Wisconsin born and raised. But I also am cursed with a Jewish tummy, so I always have lactate in my purse.
That's really, I don't think I have a lot of blessings biologically speaking, but an incredibly resistant stomach to dairy is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Will he ever just bite into a nice block of cheddar?
Oh yeah. Listen, I love cheese.
I think that is the appeal of the Baby Bell, because it's a little higher quality than string cheese, and it also encourages biting right in a way that string cheese it stigmatizes it.
That's true. That makes sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I can't get behind it. I don't know why. Maybe someday I will get more into Baby Bell cheese. It just hasn't ever been part of my rotation.
That's fair. It's also a classic girl snack, and I find that weirdly gender affirming.
That's interesting to me. I've never thought of it that way, and that is beautiful.
What about you, Lily? What have you been snacking on lately?
All right, so I got, let's see. I have been doing a Nutella toast. Specifically on Seattle sourdough.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. I will do toasted Seattle sourdough, light spreading of margarine, and then Nutella on top of that.
Oh, shit. Oof. Oh, shit. Wow. I'd never thought of that combo.
Fucking delectable.
Absolutely,
you know, good.
I love Jaffa cakes. I love Terry's chocolate orange. That's a powerful combo. You've given me a lot to think about.
Hey, everybody. It's me, Tony Cutts, resident House of Snacks editor. Everybody who knows me knows I love cutting audio and cutting cold cut sandwiches. Anyway, I got a little letter here from Little Miss Diet Squirt. She says, hey, Tone, there's an edit I need in the last episode. There's a part where Lilith mentions eating toast with Nutella and margarine. And then I go off about how chocolate orange combos are so good. If you could just drop in and say what the listeners are thinking to deflate the frustration. Yes, I heard margarine, but for some reason, I thought she said marmalade and no one corrected it. Thanks a ton. Diet Coke. P.S. By the way, I don't know why she put Diet Coke at the bottom. She does it all the time. It's weird. I don't get it. P.S. By the way, happy anniversary. I hope you and Sal had a lovely weekend. That's so sweet of you to say. Thank you. Thank you, Diet Squirt. There you go, kids. I don't know why I'm calling you kids. There you go, people. She heard margarine. Now that I think about it, I realize I've never seen that word spelled before. That's why I said margarine. Anyway, she heard that. She thought the other thing. It's all water under the bridge now. And I'll just tell you right here, Diet Coke, me and Sal had a lovely weekend. It was Mario Day is our anniversary. It's very easy to remember. It was just last Sunday. I'd never forget the first time I met him. I was at a bar, and this sexy guy comes up to me. He says, hey, anyone ever tell you you look like Super Mario? This is why it's easy to remember on Mario Day, you understand. And, of course, this was also back when I had a mustache, and I said, hey, thank you. You know, you kind of look like Super Mario, too. This was back when he used to wear a red hat all the time before a certain president made it unfashionable. So we had that little exchange, and then something happened. Call it fate, I don't know. But during the song that was playing, there was a sound that sounded like the Mario coin, and it just triggered something in us. We just started making out like freaks right there at the TGI Fridays. Ah. Beloved memory. Anyway, I had a lovely anniversary. I hope you all had a lovely weekend yourselves. Stay safe out there. Don't forget to mask up when you're indoors, especially. And bye-bye. Goodbye, everyone.
Yeah. Try it out there. It's good. It's like a, you know, it's breakfast, mid-afternoon, whatever it is. I can just, Nutella toast with a little bit of margarine. Fucking
great. I recently picked up some heavily discounted Nutella at Aldi as well, so I should get on.
That's how you got to do it.
Yeah.
My other thing has been like either Honey Bunches of Oats just dry out of a cup or cornflakes.
Oh, sure.
Again, dry out of a cup.
Yeah.
Interesting choices for dry cereal.
I'm a big dry cereal person. It's kind of, I don't do a lot of milk in my life. I don't keep milk in the home.
Okay.
And I really, yeah. And like, you know, I also do like fucking Wheat Chex dry. I'm a fucking pervert. I don't know.
Oh,
yeah.
Here she goes. She's a milk hater.
Yeah. But I tell you one thing that I tried, and this is, it's a bit of a, I'll call it a high maintenance snack because it's kind of hard to throw together, but circling back to Nutella, you grab those cornflakes, put those in there, grab a spoonful of Nutella, mix it all up.
I have done exactly this.
It's so fucking good, right?
Yeah.
It's so good.
You know what else I'll do is I'll mix some Nutella with Greek yogurt to form a kind of lazy mousse, and then I'll throw some cornflakes in there. Huh, that's a good time as well.
Fuck yes.
Should we get to the interview proper? Should we get to what we're actually here to talk about? I feel like we've talked a good amount about snacks and we're ready for a meatier subject, so to speak.
Let's do that. Junie,
yeah.
We I feel like we've just been stacking reasons for you to come on the show for like a few months now.
Yeah, it's been a little while.
It's true. Like, you gave us a reason to have you on the show, and then in the time it took us to actually book you, you gave us like multiple more reasons.
I think three more reasons. Yeah, because the original
one. I've
been
busy.
You have.
You're like Garfield
on September 10th, 2001.
What the fuck?
That's a reference that some folks out there got in the audience, and they thought it was very funny. Actually, I think it was. It would have been the comic that ran the day of. The comic, the Garfield that ran September 11th, 2001, is John answering the phone and saying, he did what? And then it's just Garfield smiling and saying, I've been busy.
Okay.
I'm sorry for that derailment, but
derailment. Yeah.
You, like Garfield on September 11th, 2001, you have been busy.
You
have been busy. Now, I want to take us back to you. This is Judy, the first time that we ever spoke on Blue Sky. Why do you hate my best friend Diet Coke? What gives you the right? Now, I am talking about the drink Diet Coke, who is also my best friend.
Respectfully.
Yes.
And I want to make sure that I get that across before I say anything else. This is respectfully. Uh-huh. This is not a personal attack at all. Uh-huh. I think Diet Coke is one of the most disgusting drinks to ever exist.
Wow. I'm sorry I held back on Goldfish and Airheads earlier.
It tastes wrong. Regular Coke, any of the Cokes are better. Coke Zero is also shit, but it's better than Diet Coke.
Wrong as hell.
I'm so sorry. Like, I get it if you just want to, like, cut this short after this segment. Like, we don't even have to get into the other stuff. I can just, like, shit on Diet Coke for 10 minutes and then I can leave, but it's just not good.
It's so good. It's
okay. One. And we've covered all of this on the show because we reviewed Diet Coke. One, it is one of the most refreshing beverages I've ever tasted in my entire life.
Agree.
Thank you.
Also,
Willie.
It is one of the most MILF-coated beverages in the
like
entire
world. I have a Baby Bell and a fucking Diet Coke. Oh, yes.
Excuse me.
It
is high school English teacher coated.
What's wrong
and
with
is that?
I mean,
have you never met a MILFy high school English teacher?
I literally do.
They changed my life.
I do work for a school district that often work at high schools. I'm not a teacher, but
damn
like,
it.
I'm adjacent. That's just on brand for me.
You know what? That's fair. I can't get behind it. I grew up on regular Coke. I've got one of my best friends and roommates of 6 years. Was addicted, straight addicted to Diet Coke. Had 24 cases, or like had cases of 24 stacked under his bed my freshman year.
Hell yeah!
And I never got it. I don't get it. I don't get the appeal. I tried it multiple times before, and every time I have one sip, I'm like, okay, that was enough.
It does taste deeply unnatural, which I think is part of what your reaction to, and that's a fair reaction, but it is also part of why I like it. It tastes like something that God did not envision for his children.
That makes sense considering all of the natural things that I've been drinking lately.
That's true. You are a big enthusiast of enjoying natural product.
Yes, I am.
Get into
you don't
that.
Get much more locally sourced.
You know, I was gonna go in chronological order, but I think it makes more sense to
what's next?
That I was gonna ask about the gummy dick.
Oh fuck, that was next.
Yeah. I
so to catch we should catch up the listener who may not be familiar with Junie's work. You made a very realistic mold of your penis.
Yes.
And then you made a gummy that was therefore a realistic replica of your penis, but just in gummy.
Yes. Yes, exactly. I got one of those like shitty clone a willy kits online. Sure. I cloned my willy. And then once I made the actual like dildo mold, I remolded the dildo with food safe silicone and filled that silicone mold with gummy candy mix, and it was fucking delicious.
How long did this take altogether? Because I didn't realize that you had to basically make two molds to make it food safe.
Yeah. So from having all of the materials necessary to being able to bite into the gummy dick, it took about 4 days.
Wow.
Yeah.
It was worth it, though. To folks at home, if you're having a party and you want to serve one of these, definitely be ready in advance, is what you're saying.
Start early. If you need to make multiple molds, make sure that you're prepared to make the quantity.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, once the gummy candy mix is in the mold, it's cool enough to eat in about 30 minutes.
Had you made non-phallic gummies before this? Was gummy love part of this before it became your dick?
So I had in the past, but like when I was a child and I got one of those, like, I don't know, it must have been a Valentine's Day, like, gummy candy kit or something. I don't really know, but it was a cute little one. And I don't know, I've always had that idea in my head of like, oh, if I wanted to, I could just make my own gummy candy. And somehow with I don't know, the power of the internet, that turned into making a gummy dick.
I feel like that part of it is kind of the thing that's most like how did you come to the idea of doing this, I guess, is kind of my next question about that. Like,
how did you come to the idea of this so that a lot of other people could come to the idea of you doing this?
That's an excellent question with a really, really boring answer. I was laying on my couch really, really high. I had this idea. I was like, holy shit. Gummy dildo. And I that was the entire skeet. Gummy dildo.
I mean, that's how some of the best stuff happens, you know? True. Like, that's
what, yeah. 20 minutes later, I had all of the materials ordered.
Fuck, yes.
That's impressive. I don't have it that kind great. Of drive a lot of the time with my ideas.
I commit to bits way too hard sometimes.
I mean, you same.
Yeah. But this is a level of material commitment that, like, I'm pretty impressed by.
I'm in awe. I'll say it. I feel like I'm in the presence of a legend right now.
Yeah. We haven't even gotten to your most recent
escapade.
Yeah.
Escapade, which is I think culinarily more impressive. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
definitely.
It is.
Oh, for sure.
It's yeah.
It's something new.
Your work in the field of whipped girl cum has been fascinating to watch. And I take us through, again, I kind of want to start from the beginning. How'd you come up with the idea to where we're at right now? It's truly fascinating to me.
Yeah. So in the past, this is something that wasn't, I don't even know if this was on all of y'all's radar, but when I first hit 1,000 followers on Blue Sky, I came on a cinnamon roll.
Okay.
And I don't know, the idea of coming on food and eating it is fucking hysterical and also hot, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And someone came up with the suggestion of, like, girl cum Sunday, which on its own, excellent idea. Mm-hmm. But someone else said, what about whipped girl cum? And I thought, I don't even know if that would be possible. But I had to try.
Yeah. Yes.
So I got like a tiny little plastic shot glass, came into it and used a milk frother for like 5 minutes.
Oh, that makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It happens a lot faster than you'd expect. Like, literally just a few minutes with the milk frother and it's like, it is a thick whipped foam.
Well, sure. I mean, that's because the thing that the milk frother never occurred to me, because if you're whipping whipped cream, you're using, you know, even if you're someone who can really shoot ropes, you're not your cum load is not going to be as much as the amount of cream someone would use to make whipped cream.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I was,
you
like,
are correct.
That wouldn't work with a why am I blanking on the word? The you know, the guy. Whisk. Thank you.
Yes.
That wouldn't work with a whisk. So I was just like, how the hell did she do that? But a milk frother, that gets milk really frother. Fast.
Yeah, it's you only need a small amount to do it, but you'd be surprised with how much like volume of whipped cum you can get from such a small amount of liquid cum.
And that's amazing too. That's for the folks at home. I was kind of expecting this to be a difficult process that is impractical for a lot of people. But hell, I got a shot glass and a fucking milk frother in my kitchen right now. So that's good doable. To know. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I ended up doing that, whipped up some cum, threw it on top of a nice, cute little sundae with some chocolate shell, and put some cherries on top of that. It was delicious, by the way.
It was. That was my next question. Like I get so. And now I'm thinking about flavor. Like you're kind of adding this kind of like saltier kind of, you know, kind of flavor. Kind of a protein kind of thing to a sweet, creamy treat, which I think sounds delicious.
It does kind of sound good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I went with a caramel ice cream specifically for that reason, because I love
salted caramel.
Like sea salt caramel. Yeah. It's so good.
You're a gourmand.
That's genius.
This is really impressive.
Yes. Thank you. The culinary art runs in the family, actually. My dad is a chef, so I grew up around a lot of culinary stuff. I'm not telling him about this, though.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God. That is fascinating. I'm sorry. I was floored for a second by, like, thinking about that flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Do y'all ever get a kind of coconutty taste from cum?
Yes.
The first time I ever tried bottled coconut water, my immediate thought was, this tastes so much like cum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit.
That's all. I also think that would go good with a caramel sundae.
Yeah. 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 Like a coconut ice cream
I'm curious how you'd be able to like alter the taste of your own cum by what foods you eat to pair your cum with different foods.
That's true.
Because, like, you hear the whole thing about, like, eating pineapples and shit.
Yeah.
This could be a whole new concept. You could have, like, a restaurant where, like, in the same way that, like, people can pick their lobster that they want to eat, you could maybe just, like, have a group of employees line up with like signs saying what they've eaten, and then people can select their cum that they want to use for the whipped cum.
So there's a erotic video game that I played called Hard Coded. I don't know if any of you are familiar. There is a section of the video game in which you are a barista at a coffee shop where you can like milk a femboy into someone's latte. And yeah, I mean that's it. That's the ticket. We gotta make this a reality.
I honestly think if anything could get Starbucks back on my good side, it would be being able to milk a femboy into my latte.
I'll tell you, as a former Starbucks employee, I cannot do that to the femboys. If we're gonna do this, it needs
need
to be
local
a better,
coffee shops.
A better
yes.
run coffee shop.
Yeah, yeah.
That's fair.
Okay. Let's recenter.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck
Starbucks. Let's talk some more about cum.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I wanna know, like, what do you think is, like, you've done now a whipped girl cum sundae and a whipped girl cum Oreo.
Yeah. I wanna ask more about the Oreo, but finish your question first, Lily.
How do you feel, like, what are the ups and downs between those two taste profiles?
I think it fit better on the sundae, personally.
Okay. I kind of thought it would.
Yeah. As in the Oreo, it was, I don't know, imagine putting fucking whipped cream in an Oreo.
Yeah.
When you try and bite down, it'll all squeeze
that
out.
That was my question, was did it all squeeze out?
It all squeezed out, and then the two cookies got stuck together.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I didn't think about the fact that whipping it wouldn't necessarily change the fact that it's sticky in a way that whipped cream isn't.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And I can get into the whole adhesive properties of cum later too, but Yeah, the cookies stuck together. They got a little soggy. I don't know. It was more just to do it and less for the enjoyment of it. To prove that I could, and I did.
I wonder if you could maybe I don't know, mix like just a tiny bit of gelatin into it to get a maybe bit of a firmer cum situation for the Oreo. I wonder if there's anything that could be done there to kind of firm up the cum a little bit.
Yeah, there probably is. I wonder what that would take.
Yeah, that's maybe we should get the Mythbusters on that. That seems up their alley. They're both definitely still a thing, and also that seems up their alley.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they definitely work together on this for sure.
Oh my god. Yeah. I know they've been talking in interviews for years about how they actually don't really like each other and don't work well together anymore, but I think they could really come together, and I do mean come together to really work on this one.
Yeah.
Have a reunion to do just all the cum one, like, because they couldn't do that on Discovery Channel, obviously,
right?
But they should do you know,
for like a streaming
platform.
Yeah,
I mean, hey, for Max, just say, hey, this is for the HBO side, you know.
Okay, so do you have like what's on the horizon for you as far as putting like whipped girl cum on? Like, it feels like you're kind of You're forging new territory. Now I kind of want to hear what's next.
Yeah, so I've gotten a lot of suggestions and ideas about like different ways to use girl cum as a substitute for egg whites and other things like that.
Ooh.
So I'm looking towards like a meringue or something like that.
Oh my god.
Which it would be really good.
That sounds delicious.
Some science behind that's got to be worked out. And also like, I don't know, I've been on HRT for 2.5 years, and I'm very fortunate that I can still come the amount that I can, but it's not nearly enough for the amount of science and culinary arts that I want to do.
Mm.
Might need to crowdsource.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some collaborations. Can I have a pitch? Can I pitch something? Is that okay?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely pitch something.
Is there a way that you could make a hollowed out cavity in the cock gummy and fill that with whipped girl cum so that it can squirt out of it when you bite into it?
Yes.
Because I think that could be a lot of fun.
Yes, that is. Yeah, that's doable.
Kind of a cream and
berries
and cream situation.
I have so many ideas now. Holy shit.
Wait. You could, what if you could make like something akin to like use the mold to make something kind of like a Twinkie filled with whipped girl cum?
We talked with a previous guest about the perils of trying to make a girl cum Twinkie.
Trying to fuck a Twinkie, I believe, is what we discussed with Sky.
Different scope of that project.
did not work out well, it turns out.
Yes. I Sky and I have also talked about different things that can be filled with girl cum or fucked by girls with cum.
Sure.
Which we did discuss. The frot pocket did come up.
Yes,
during that episode. Yeah. I'm excited to hear about any of these.
Yes,
this is really exciting.
More.
Yeah.
New. Yeah. I feel like,
speaking,
you know, I say this to a lot of our guests, but you are welcome back anytime.
I'm more than happy to talk about all of this as much as you will let me.
Love that.
Yeah. Now I know real quick. Diet Coke, did you have any other questions, anything else you wanted to discuss?
I think I got all my ideas out.
Okay.
For now, at least.
So Junie, we brought you in from the kind of acrid cum rain that is outside, but as you can see, it is the roof of this house is dripping quite a bit. Mm-hmm. And so do you have any plugs that you could provide.
We haven't used that gag
listeners.
In a while.
Yeah, we haven't. We haven't. Yeah. Let our listeners know where they can find you on the internet, possibly where they can give you money for all the cool things you do.
Hey, so I'm Junie. I am Queen of the Pelfy on Blue Sky. That's really the only place I advertise all of this stuff that I do. I'm also a sex worker. I'm on Fansly and OnlyFans. Junie B. Queer. Give me money or give me cum.
Yeah, we'll have links to all of that in the episode description. Go check stuff out. Obviously, there's some interesting stuff happening on all of those platforms that you should be plugged into.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. Yeah, this is a pleasure. Now, we do have to summon the snack keeper now.
Hello.
I feel like, yeah, okay.
We have
guests
today. Good to meet you. I'm the snack keeper.
Hello, snack keeper.
Yeah, so this is the snack keeper, a demon that lives in our basement.
Right.
They outro our
That's
show.
That's correct.
Yeah. We don't have any snacks with us today, so I don't think the snack taker is gonna.
I've got locked in the closet right now after the last couple of weeks.
Locked in
of
the
interruptions. I felt it would just be best to lock him up in the closet before I came up here.
Not sure how I feel about a child being locked in the closet of our.
I don't know that I would call him a child. I mean, he's young.
Okay.
Child is a human term, you know.
I guess that's true. All right, well, do you want to just outro the show?
Well, goodbye, ghosts and ghoulies. The House of Snacks is closed yet again. We'll snack you later.
For more from the House of Snacks, visit patreon.com/houseofsnacks. That's patreon.com/houseofsnax.